The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, a very good morning to you.
A very good morning to you. How would I would buy a Balagan Baboke CD or Balagan Breakfast CD.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Do people still buy CDs? I don't know. I would do whatever the relevant equivalent is, but I would get it.
Exactly. I'm not even really sure what... if CDs are still a thing, but all right, if it is, then I think that's a great way to get that music out there. Rolene Marks, it's Pride Friday today in Tel Aviv, isn't it?
It is Pride Friday. I mean, the party started in my office with that song by Saret Haddad, but I think an even bigger party will be happening in Tel Aviv today, an expected 30,000 visitors from around the world to participate in Pride Friday. And what is very, very special here in Israel is that Pride Friday is not just for anybody who's celebrating gay pride, but Israelis from all walks of life, straight, gay, families, all come to support our fellow citizens' rights to their civil rights. In Jerusalem, it's slightly different. In Jerusalem, it does tend to become a lot more politicized. There are religious elements that play a role. But in Tel Aviv, everybody's out there. I was in Tel Aviv the other day. Sarona Market is decked out. They're going to be doing Pride Market at Sarona Market. The beachfront is ready. We've heard from people who have come in from around the world who said, you know, they did not expect that Israel was so open. It's quite incredible to see. They're here to get their pride on. The mayor takes part. And very important, we have Andy Cohen from Bravo TV. Now, I have to cop to this, Howard, but I am a Real Housewives fan.
Oh, no, please don't say that, Rolene.
I have to admit, but just two of the franchise, New York and Beverly Hills. I have to admit that it's my guilty pleasure.
Right, so I can tell you, don't watch Dallas. Don't watch the one set in Dallas. It's awful. Not that I've watched it.
No, the one, I couldn't. But I don't know, do I lobby him, Howard? Do I ask him, like, can I be part of Real Housewives of Modi Inn?
Rolene, I think it'll have an appeal of about 7 people there. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. It's like the Real Housewives of Glen Hazel. Can you imagine anything worse?
It's worth a shot, Howard. It's worth a shot. I mean, you know, here's a chance for real celebrity.
Oh, my word. Right. Maybe, you know, one worse is maybe the Real Housewives of Persilia. Anyway, never mind that. But because I'm only going to get myself into a significant amount of trouble. So that is Pride Day today. I know my son, who is not gay, lives in Tel Aviv. And he said it is just the best time to be in Tel Aviv. It is absolutely, absolutely awesome. Very, very nice indeed.
That's exactly it. Everybody comes out to celebrate, and the only problem in Tel Aviv today will be, where does one park?
Indeed, that is a problem. Now, the other story that I wanted to discuss with you, I've been meaning to get to this the entire week. Israel Foreign Ministry responds to the Iranian tweet with a mean girl meme. Can you please just give us a bit of context here?
Did I love the story this week? And I have to make an apology. It's my mistake. It wasn't the foreign ministry. It was the embassy in Washington.
That's right. Actually, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to apologize for my mistake. But the Ayatollah Khamenei tweeted, our stance against Israel is the same stance we have always taken. Israel is a malignant cancerous tumor in the West Asian region that has to be removed and eradicated. It is possible and it will happen. First of all, I mean, I didn't know we were in the West Asian region, but anywho. And the embassy tweeted back, and this is just, this will go down in the history books of classic tweets, Howard. Mm-hmm. No angry statement, but a meme from the 2014 movie Mean Girls, which has the Rachel McAdams character, who says to the Lindsay Lohan character, like, why are you so obsessed with me? So this was tweeted out.
I think it's
absolutely
brilliant.
Hysterical.
Yes.
Apparently it had like nearly 24,000 likes by Monday afternoon. It went out on Monday morning, and by Monday afternoon it had about 24,000 likes. But that to me was just classic. And as of yesterday, it had 95,000 likes and about 35,000 comments.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely. WhatsApp from an unsigned hashtag gay parade. Howard, you have rejected the values of your parents instilled in you. Next, you will go for prawn and lobster eating week in Jerusalem. Well, if they had one. Homosexual acts and seafood are both abhorrent in the Torah. So there we go. I've apparently rejected. Actually, I have to tell you, unsigned, I actually think I've embraced the values of my parents. I'd like to think that I've embraced the values of my parents. But you know what? Sometimes, we understand our parents less than we understand other people. So maybe you're right and I'm wrong. But either way, one of the values that my parents have instilled in me is me being able to use my brain and use my thoughts and use my heart to make decisions. So that's a bit contradictory. And by the way, I'm actually really not, I don't know that I would get behind prawn and lobster eating, only because, obviously, because I am I'm an observant Jew. I'm not homosexual either, but it doesn't mean that I need to reject anybody who is. And I don't want to eat prawn and lobster because it's not kosher and it just doesn't appeal to me. Fully agree with unsigned, says unsigned. So lots of unsigned here as well. And in a world of unlimited resource, most people probably would not use immorally created mechanisms. I don't really know which one that's referring to. All right. So.
Maybe it's the tweet, Howard.
I don't know. Maybe
it's the meme. Maybe we don't have Lindsay Lohan fans out there.
I don't know. Oh, my word. It is Friday. People getting, I'm certainly not going to apologize for my view, but I really do respect other people's view. And I do think that that everyone's fully entitled to them. So people, many of our listeners feeling very, very strongly about the fact that we report on Gay Pride Week with any form of positive. Positivity. A lot of people don't agree with that, or they're not comfortable with that, and I fully get that as well. Michael from Gallo Manor, Raline, saying, what about the nurse who was shot? Is an investigation update? I know that Zanati was referring to that on the news.
We do have an update, and thank you for asking. The IDF are still conducting the investigation. It hasn't been concluded yet, but what they did release yesterday was footage of an interview with the nurse that unfortunately was killed, and she advocated for wanting to be a human shield, and she was also caught on camera throwing gas grenades towards our soldiers. Now, you know, Israel regrets any loss of life.
Of course.
But the problem that we have in these kinds of situations, and we're actually bracing ourselves today for mass protests along the Gaza border, is that very, very often you will have the Hamas operatives wearing the coats of medics, wearing vests that say press or media, because they want to gain as much international sympathy as possible. And, you know, kudos to people like Gareth Cliff and even the American ambassador, who's actually scolded journalists this week, saying before you jump to any conclusions, you actually need to do better investigative journalism. And, you know, unfortunately, the Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, all capitalize on the fact that the world, especially the Western media, is going to get concerned and angry because they see a nurse or they see a journalist being killed. But in this case, and I don't know if this is the right turn of phrase, Howard, but the IDF spokesperson who was quoted with the release of this footage said the nurse was no angel. So there we have it, you know, little bits of truth coming out.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is a terrible thing, because nobody supports any loss of life, but the facts are important. We can't ignore them. The drones should drop the burning kites back into Gaza. Let's see what the world says when Gaza's burning. The drones, Darlene, you and I discussed this, are being used to stop the burning kites that are being sent over the border from Gaza.
Yes, you know, unfortunately, the fires from these incendiary kites have actually set one of the forests on fire, and we really, our firefighters are battling to save every single tree. So, you know, if you can, you know, please buy some trees in Israel. We need to replenish those that we have lost in these horrendous fires. But yes, reservists have been called up by the IDF to manage via drones, trying to fight these kites. They've managed to fight about several hundred of them, but they keep being sent over the border. And as of last night, we had sight of our first kite from the West Bank side. And, you know, it's a reminder that those that love the land do not burn the land. A very, very, very difficult situation that we are facing now.
I must tell you that I did see News 24 reporting on it this morning as a headline, which I was very, very pleased about, because it does mean that it is starting to make news. And in a discussion with News 24, what is important is that they don't have foreign journalists. They rely on Associated Press and all sorts of other news sources. So when they are now starting to report, we will start to see reports coming back. Unfortunately, Rolly Marks, that's where we have to leave it. It is about to go 8 o'clock. This is where we love and leave you. You have a fantastic weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, guys. I know it's getting a bit chilly there, so stay warm. Have a wonderful Shabbat, and I'll catch you next week.
Absolutely, you will. And just stay safe and only good things.